Mike Oresko, Commissioner of the American Athletic Conference. And Mike, it's great to have you in Greenville today and talk a little bit about what is your concern as commissioner at this point in the football season.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here. You know, we've got a really good league. It's top to bottom, probably as strong as it's ever been. And the question then becomes, will we hit that New Year's Day, game, which is pretty important? But will we continue, to play well? I think you're going to see some terrific football in the next month. You know, these races are going down to the wire. But I'm really pleased here at ECU. It's just great to see them coming back. They're not there yet, but they're coming back. And you can see Mike doing a nice job. And the new town back tower, this community's always supported college football. It's like an SEC fan base in many respects. You have the biggest stadium on campus in our conference. We have some teams that play in pro stadiums, but you've got the biggest on-campus stadium. And it's an important program for us. You know, I have a long history here. I did some deals with Dave Hart years ago to put East Carolina games on ESPN 5 years in a row. We did all 6 home games, which is a great thing for the school, and you've had great players over the years. And so consequently, this is a program that needed to become prominent again, and I'm thrilled that it seems to be on the way.
Mike, you were the point man for the TV negotiations with ESPN, and just looking at the numbers, it looks like you got a good deal for East Carolina with the renewal with ESPN and I think some CBS as well.
I think we did. It's an important deal. It's got the level of revenue way up for all the schools, and that'll help them keep coaches and develop their facilities. More important, we've got even better exposure than we had before. ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU. We'll also have be on the cutting edge of the digital revolution with ESPN Plus, and that's, I think, going to be very, very important down the road. Most of the really top games, virtually all of them, will still be on what we call linear TV, meaning regular TV. Mm-hmm. But the ESPN Plus is going to be very important. You're going to see more and more subscribers. Anybody can get it. So, there's some networks that we're on currently where not everybody can get those networks. So the TV deal was really important. We needed to, get a multiple of what we were getting before, and we did do that. And ESPN has treated us really well. They've given us some great exposure. The other thing, too, is we do have a CBS basketball deal that is in place now, and we're going to renew it fairly soon. We've been negotiating with them. Whether ESPN does a sub-license with CBS Sports Network for some football games, we're not sure yet. But I'm really thrilled with the TV deal. There was a lot of pressure on us for the last 4 or 5 years. We had to continue to improve. Obviously, the UCF run certainly helped us. Houston emerging, Cincinnati. We obviously started to really come back in basketball. We had struggled a little bit, but now we have some terrific teams. We had made good showing in the last 2 NCAA tournaments, almost pulled off some of the biggest upsets. But football is what really drives all this, as and drives the P6 narrative, drives everything. And that's our goal, too, to get a contract bowl game just like the other 5 have. I think we're closer to them than we've ever been. If you look at the 6 computer polls that used to decide the BCS, had a big role in that. We're right there with the ACC. We're not that far behind them, and we're way ahead of the other so-called G5 schools. And so I think we're going to eventually break loose from that designation. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think it's going to happen.
You mentioned, of course, Mike Houston kind of revitalizing the football program. And Joe Dooley, what's your perception as far as the basketball program in East Carolina?
Well, I think Joe's doing it. He's going to do a great job. And Joe has pedigree here. Joe brought him to the tournament once. Joe knows this area. I like him a lot. I think he'll recruit intelligently. This is the easiest place to recruit in basketball, especially when you're in that that whole ACC world here. But you've done, you've got a nice arena. Minja's a nice arena. I think Joe's going to do nice things. I think you're in great shape with your coaches right now. I think Mike Houston was a home run. I think Joe Dooley's a home run. And the other thing in our basketball, we struggled a little bit at the lower level of our league. Tulane and East Carolina were struggling, USF. Those teams are no longer going to be, easy marks. They're going to be good teams. And, we hired Ron Hunter at Tulane. Joe here at East Carolina, Brian Gregory's doing a nice job at USF. The rest of the league has so much pedigree. Johnny Dawkins at UCF. And that's going to help, I think, East Carolina, too, because if you're in a really good league, it helps you recruit. And I think our league has always been on the cusp. I think we're clearly, they say P7 in basketball because we're clearly one of the major conferences in basketball. They don't really use that term much, but there's clearly seven conferences that you would argue are separate from the rest, and I think we're clearly one of them.
Okay. Mike, so much. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank
and God bless you. Great to have you in Greenville.
Thank you. Thank you.